You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are talking about Laneway this morning. We've got Julian in the studio. Morena, Julian.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
It's nice to have you back up here. We've also got Alex, who is from Peach's Hot Chicken.
Kia ora.
And you've brought us a lot of chicken this morning, and I am excited and also deeply, deeply nervous about this situation.
Don't be scared. It's just fried chicken. It's like a warm hug from an old friend.
Oh, that's making me feel actually quite a lot better. But we are talking about chicken because we're also talking about the food that's coming to Laneway, which is really awesome. Whole bunch of amazing food trucks and people from around Tamaki Makaurau that will be coming and feeding us while we're all having a lovely time listening to great music in Albert Park. Who else is on this lineup, Julian?
Well, it's become a bit of a feature, just
awesome.
The food. It's basically a mini food festival, which is a luxury that we've got being in the inner city one. But I guess Duck Island's like a big one.
Yeah.
Like Willy Wonka's of ice cream.
Totally.
So it's kind of a cool thing to have there. And they've just refitted a 1964 Bedford.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
That's wicked.
Yeah. But I'd say, you know, that's probably going to be pretty popular. And then Wise Boys will be doing their fish and chips vegan fish and chips.
Yum.
Then a whole bunch of others maybe we could go through later.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's talk about hot chicken right now though, Alex. So who are Peaches? Who are you? What do you do?
So Peaches Hot Chicken is a food truck that my wife and I started a couple years ago. I'm originally from just outside of Nashville, Tennessee, and Mom and Dad are listening all the way from Tennessee right now. So
shout outs. Hello. What are your parents' names?
Randy and Kathy, real strong Southern American names.
Hi, Randy and Kathy, tuning in. It's lovely to have you on board.
Yeah, so we came over to New Zealand after having met in Colorado, working at a hotel together, and decided that we wanted to get into the food truck scene here in Auckland and looked at different offerings that were already available and thinking about what was missing and what would be really good. And I always had a pretty good fried chicken recipe, so
nice.
We kind of just started playing around with that idea and thinking about Nashville hot chicken. So
that's awesome.
Huge
so
fans.
What makes Nashville hot chicken special, I guess, on the hot chicken scale of things?
Well, so Nashville hot chicken originated as a type of punishment. The
the
origin story is really great. There's Prince's Hot Chicken, which is like the OG of hot chicken in Nashville. Apparently, this lady's husband came up in the morning from like a late night out and had been, unfaithful. So she had caught him, and she wanted to punish him with wicked hot fried chicken for breakfast. She ended up cooking it for him, and it backfired on her because he loved it instead, and it became this whole institution and this thing in Nashville now since the 1970s.
So this is, you've brought us a punishment that's not really a punishment for breakfast this morning. What have we got here? We've got four different kinds of chicken. Well, tell us the spice scale we've got going on. We've also got some news teamers wandering in who are going to help us taste test this morning as well.
Yeah, so I brought a selection of different wings here. We've got the mild, the medium, the hot, and our hottest one, the holy cluck.
Ah.
Yes.
This is the one that all the reviews are like about. But what makes Holy Cluck so hot?
Well, until recently, the hottest chili in the world was Carolina Reaper, and they've just bred a new chili that's like called Weapon X or something silly like that. But we use Carolina Reaper to really push up the spice level, the heat.
Okay.
But there's also a blend of chilies that are going in there as well that create like a more floral backing. It's not just melt your face off,
no,
but it is quite melt your face off.
It is melt your face off, but it's got a bit of flavor to it too. We've got Hunter and Corey in the studio as well. Do you guys want to grab some chicken and we can just pass this around? How do
just
we want to
do
this?
Put some gloves on before you touch the really hot ones.
Oh my God, we're literally putting gloves on to eat this morning. This is very scary.
Chuck me that lane.
So at Laneway, we feed about 750 people in the day. So we do a hot or not, which is typically our medium spice and then our mild. So it just makes for an ease of service because we are so crazy busy. If you guys want to go for the full flight of chicken wings, come and see us at 1100 Queens Road, Panmure. We've just opened a new shop out there.
Awesome.
Just last week. So we've been through it's like Laneway every day. So
This is very exciting. Julian, do you want some gloves? You're going to get in on this hot chicken action this morning.
As much as I love Peach's fried chicken, I'm going to save some for lunch.
You're just going to...
Chicken for breakfast is
I like
a bit
the sound. You can hear the gloves being pinged on in the background here. All right. Who's going to be brave enough to try the hottest?
It's going
to
be you.
Is it going to be me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, God. So where's the...
This is the hottest one here.
Oh,
so I'll go
God.
With you so you can have a friend in pain here, okay?
Give me that milk ready. I'm so terrified.
Yeah, there's glasses of milk on standby. Yeah. I love it.
It looks great. Can I just say it looks delicious? Like, it looks lovely. We've got the beautiful fried chicken here, and it smells nice, but I just don't trust it. It's going to get me.
It's topped with my grandmother's bread and butter pickle recipe as well, so it's a shout out to Mama Jean. So.
Absolutely awesome. Okay.
All right, ready? Oh. Get in there, guys.
Can I try the next one down?
Yep, that's this one right here.
I'll join you, Hunter. Next one down.
Are you alright?
That is really hot.
Okay, let's go for it.
I'm scared. Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, it is hot.
Maybe I could cover the rest of your show.
Yeah, Julian, you're just going to have to take the wheel here. Wow, I can feel this.
Oh, God, that's great.
In my whole mouth and my whole throat, this is quite something. But you're not wrong, though. There's a lot of flavor there, too.
It's kind of like...
Okay, Tess has just inhaled it.
It comes in waves, too, so it's like, it'll all be over soon, right?
Oh, my God, Tess is crying. Okay.
Sorry. I want to eat more,
this one's
though.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try the hot one.
Corey, you hit that hot one.
I'll swap with you.
And then there he goes.
The next one down is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm burning. Oh, my God.
There goes the hiccups. Every time.
So, Alex, like, you obviously must eat quite a fair bit of hot chicken, but it still gets you, does it? Oh, my God, I actually cannot talk.
I don't have a death wish, guys. I'm also getting older, so I only eat the medium typically. Oh.
Wow,
it's good for you, though. It's good for the soul.
I'm, like, really using my whole brain to concentrate on talking right now. It's really... A willpower effort right now.
It's good.
Corey, what one are you on there? Are you on the super hot?
Yeah, super hot.
Holy crap.
Fine. Like, yeah.
Corey's absolutely
totally
straight
fine.
Chilling in here. Hunter, what have you got?
I've got the next one down. And I'm going to try the hot one.
He's going to try the hot one.
Do it.
Who's gone for the medium? Has anyone had the medium yet? Is it a good
delicious.
Test? And that's so.
I don't know what I have.
You don't know, you're just going for it.
Everything's a daze.
Everything is... Wow, my mouth is just... I've only had one bite, and it's still going. It is really still going in here.
Can I try the one...
What is it? Extra on there?
No.
Just for me.
If you guys are eating it, no problem there. I'll give you some more, though.
Okay. Have you got the one that's going to be at Laneway there? Have you got the medium?
Yeah, so that's this one right here. And it's like... It's definitely hot. It's our medium spice blend. But it is just like a really comfortable, exciting dining option.
Okay.
Okay, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah,
he just got humbled.
So did you just put extra, extra hot on Corey's one there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I must have missed a spot on the chicken wing if you can't really taste it. So.
Wow. Okay, I just had the medium one. That's delicious.
Oh,
I will be getting that. That is very, very nice. Wow, my whole mouth, though, is still going from that really, really hot one.
I need milk right away.
Yeah,
there's milk there, Corey. Get in it.
I've also brought a banana pudding for you guys to share here if you guys want to put out the fire. We make this banana pudding, which is also just a classic American Southern dessert.
I like it.
This is amazing. I'm having to take one glove off so I can do things as well at the same time. And you've got whipped cream, too, just to keep us all... How's that for some ASMR in your morning? There you go. So tell us more about who's on the lineup there, Julian.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, we've got Duck Island, Wise Boys, Bunhun. Coffee, we've got Atomic Coffee, and then Che Lucio, which is Argentinian barbecue. Double Dutch fries.
Yum.
Fatima's, who are a bit of a festival staple.
Fatima's have saved my life at festivals before, I'll tell you what, so I'm glad to see that they're on there too.
Yeah, I've been having food at festivals with them since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Hapunan, which is Filipino cuisine. Langos, which is Hungarian fried bread. And I've been a foodie at Laneway since Laneway started.
Yep.
Lord of the Fries.
You're right there, Corey. You're like literally... Oh, my God.
I'm crying right now.
Corey's literally dying. We've killed a news teamer this morning. Sorry, everybody. Who else is on there, Julian?
Yeah, miso ramen, Mazzoni pizza, Peach's hot fried chicken.
Yum.
Nice blocks. ramen takara.
I feel like if you followed up a nice block, you followed up your peaches hot chicken with a nice block, then you've set yourself up for a good morning.
Sure. Bunhun.
Bunhun.
Which is they're debuting at Laneway.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Love you, Debbie.
All these guys know one another.
Yeah, like, they're all pals.
They go in the trenches together and, man, do they work. They work harder than anybody on Laneway.
Seriously. We wouldn't have opened Peaches Hot Chicken this week without help from the food truck family. So I want to give a shout out to all of the Auckland Food Truck Collective guys for coming out and helping us.
That's really nice.
As well as my family. My darling mother-in-law has been washing dishes every single day.
Well, what an absolute legend. Yeah. What a huge legend.
Okay, enough about him. And then, yeah, Redeem Solder, Rolling Pin, Sabora's Cereal Griller, which is like a really good burger from Coromandel.
Yep.
Some people say that they're the best burgers.
I'm just distracted by Hunter literally doubled over in the corner over here.
They were so cocky beforehand.
Yeah, they were like, no, we'll be fine, we'll be fine.
Well, it's a big step up from the one before it.
Yeah, it was a bit of a leap between that, those levels there.
It's just burning my mouth.
And anything else on there?
Yeah, we'll be launching a new craft beer bar, which
awesome.
Is a new bar for 2020. And that's going to have Urbanaut, Zephyr, Parrot Dog, and Garage Project.
Yum, all the classics. Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
So it's kind of fun to just, you know, it's not just a music festival, it's a whole experience.
It's a lovely day where you just get to hang out in the beautiful Auckland sunshine in a wonderful park, hear some amazing bands, and eat some awesome food as well. Yeah. And you won't be burning your mouth completely.
No, we've got St. John's.
We've got St. John's, so you'll be fine. Exactly. Hey, thank you both so much for coming in this morning. Thank you very much,
Thanks,
Alex,
buddy.
For the most hectic breakfast of the week.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.